Saved from the broccoli. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've listened to the Supreme Court arguments on Obamacare.
2001A3.
I missed Wheel of Fortune for this. And I learned that if Obamacare was found constitutional under the Commerce Clause, it might lead to mandatory broccoli.
Everybody has to buy food. Therefore, you can make people buy broccoli.
But suppose, Justice Scalia, that only parts of it are unconstitutional. Could you maybe keep the rest?
You really want us to go through these 2,700 pages?
That sounds like a no.
My approach would say if you take the heart out of the statute's gone.
Leaving us to wonder, what would arise in its place?
The reason why there's cost shifting is because the government has required hospitals to provide emergency treatment, and instead of paying for that through a tax, which would be borne by everybody.
Wait a minute. Is Justice Alito indicating that the government could just tax everyone for health care? Yes, he is. That's why Medicare is constitutional. In fact, listen to one of the anti-Obamacare attorneys answering a question from Justice Sotomayor.
Congress can tax everybody and set up a public health care system.
Yeah.
That would be okay.
Yeah. Tax power is
okay.
Even the opponents admit it would be constitutional just to tax everybody and set up a single-payer system. Because we all see which way premiums are going. Something we'll have to give eventually. So if the Commerce Clause won't fly, we may just get the Santa Claus instead. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.